Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. This weekend in Chicago, the long, strange trip is coming to an end. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, the remaining members of the Grateful Dead are gathering for three final shows they're calling Fare Thee Well. The concerts are being held at Soldier Field, where they played their last show with Jerry Garcia 20 years ago. For most of its history, the Dead has had two drummers, something far less common in rock music when Mickey Hart first joined the group to play alongside Bill Kreutzmann. Hart and Kreutzmann are joining Phil Lesh, Bob Weir, Bruce Hornsby, Phish's Trey Anastasio, and others for the final shows. I spoke with Mickey Hart in 2010, when Rhythm Devils, his band with Kreutzmann, came to town.
We have a thing, you know, it's kind of like a chemistry thing that we had from the very first moment. And if you can keep it interesting over 40 years, then you really get good at, you know, at communicating, you know, rhythmically speaking. And it's just like a relationship if you have with a husband or a wife. You know, you got to keep the relationship fresh. But you have to have a basic love to play with that person. And I do with Bill, and Bill does with me, I guess. And we just built on it over the years, and it just feels really good being with him, playing with him. And what we do together is more powerful than what we do individually. So as long as we, you know, can keep that magic, it's kind of like music magic. As long as the rhythm is there and we share it and enjoy it, we'll keep on going. So I think it's based on trust and all of those things, and really, you know, having some kind of good energy between us, which comes out in the groove. We share the groove. We're certainly brothers of the groove.
So how did you get started as a kid? Were you one of those babies who was banging on pots and pans, you know, the first moment you could, or was this something you learned in school?
No, I started when I was about 3 or 4 years old. I had a pair of sticks. My dad and my mom were both drummers. So the sticks were around the house. And I just picked them up and started playing, and kind of coded for it, just the way it is. It's part of my DNA. And so I've been playing for my whole life, pretty much. And, you know, and then, of course, I got serious when I got to be a young teenager. You know, about I started getting serious when I was 11, 12, 13. I started taking lessons from my mom. And then I started getting professional lessons outside. And, you know, it just kind of grew from there. It empowers you. It makes you feel really good, and it's a lot of fun. So anything that feels good, you go to. I remember being on the beach once when I was about 11 or 12, and I played a little my bongo, and there was a little fire there, and this young lady came up, and she started dancing, and then another came, and they started dancing, and I said, I think I'd like to do this for the rest of my life. You know? And so it was part of it attracted the girls, you know, at first. You know, I thought, yeah, besides me loving it, I saw this as a, you know, this is like the mating ritual here. I mean, and I was a little guy, and all the big guys had all the good-looking girls. So it was a no-brainer for me back then when I was a kid. But, of course, there was a lot more to it than that. But it's a matter of feeling whole. It put me in a space that was very calm, and I could understand what was going around me, what was going on in life. Making rhythm, music, it's like a virtual space, a virtual reality. You go into another headspace. You can't explain it when you're a kid. You just know you got to go. As soon as you wake up in the morning, you got to get back to it. You know, it became a drug to me, in a way. It became something, a necessity, as opposed to as a thing for entertainment. So I was getting high with it when I was a kid. That's what was happening. It was altering my consciousness, and it allowed me to connect to something larger than me, the vibratory universe. I know it now, what it is. I can articulate it. But back then, of course, I just went to the feeling. But I know now what it was. It was in training with the larger rhythms of time and space, you know, of the cosmos, making me part of it, allowing me to tune into the world around me, and it explained things in some way to me, in a nonverbal way that made sense, at least for, you know, for a kid.
That's Mickey Hart of the Grateful Dead speaking on the Roundtable in 2010. He and the other surviving members are reuniting for what they say is the final time this weekend in Chicago. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Just crossed my mind.